come from behind yesterday. Hunter Gaddis got him into a little bit of a jam there. But it's nice. It's nice when you give up the runs and then you get the win. Isn't that nice how it works out for you, Kenny? Even in a moment of despair, you still come away with the victory. That's got to feel good. That's the first time Hunter Gaddis had given up an earned run in like a month.
Well, and Vogt in the post even was, he was like, it's not a big deal. It was a soft single.
Yeah.
You know, he's put in a bad spot there anyway with the runner on to start the inning.
It is a little different with the new rules of the extra inning. How many, by the way, how many years has it been now? Is this the second or third year?
Third?
We are moving right along.
I think we're used to it now.
Well, since the COVID year, right? Is it the fourth year?
You're used to it?
Who the hell knows? No. Move on.
Well, but then that's when you get these kind of anomalies, right? Like, yeah. you're in position to give up a lot of runs in extra innings. Either way, they do get the win and reduce that magic number. And for Stephen Vogt, the victory is helping beyond just the win total.
I think it's just like the other night. When you come from behind late or you outlast a team, however you want to call it, it just gives you confidence that we can win big games. And this group is highly capable of winning big games.
Big fan of that, Stephen Vogt.
More situational baseball. You're starting to see stuff that could mirror what it looks like in the postseason. Mitch brought it up earlier, but just think about, you know, who was out there in the bottom of the 10th and delivering. You know, the youth on your team, when you got Manzardo, and then it's Brennan, Rocchio, like just some names that a month ago, if you're saying, hey, we're going to be on the brink of closing in on that postseason berth, and that's who we have coming up, and that's who we have playing hero role.
The last couple times that they've had a good September, that haven't. I mean, it's call-up time, right, where mm-hmm. you get extra guys to the roster. And we had this 2 years ago when it was Stephen Kwan and Oscar Gonzalez, and those were the guys.
I am feeling confidence.
Will Brennan.
About it, if they were in that situation. Like, everybody brings up Michael Martinez, and with good reason, right? Let's go down the list real quick. I hate to do list radio, but we're going to do it real quick, all right? Do you have confidence?
We don't do list radio, but we do power rank.
Well, No. I know what you want to do, but we can't. Real quick. Tell me the person you don't have confidence in that moment, like
Miles
last
Straw.
Night.
Miles Straw.
All right, that's Miles Straw, who was actually, who did end up in the lineup there. So there's Miles Straw.
Well, it probably would have been Rocchio.
Angel Martinez. I felt fine with Brian Rocchio.
He started to really step into that spot and do those things.
I felt fine with Brian Rocchio there. So I disagree.
Bo Naylor, no confidence. Did you see his
No confidence at all?
Yeah. Okay. I was at the game and not see it because it wasn't very once good. Things get to the point that they were two nights ago, I stand in center field at the game.
Wasn't very good.
Oh, that do you look away?
I talked to a woman named Michelle that works at the ballpark. That's our tradition now.
When Bo Naylor comes up in a big moment?
Yes.
Michelle, get over here.
Are you going to get her gifts like people do with their ushers?
We might.
That's what they do.
That
they
is
like
very
have like
nice,
end-of-season
yes.
gifts
that
for
is
their
very,
ushers.
Very nice.
I mean, I can name two guys. Miles Straw, Bo Naylor, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Andrés Giménez, I know people talk about how timid he is at the plate. I'm fine. Jonkenzie Noel, let's let it rip, man. Will Brennan, like Will Brennan.
Okay. So you do. You're starting to have that confidence more.
Yeah. You can't call it a power ranking because you don't have confidence in him, but there's only two of them, too. Go ahead.
Kenny, you've weathered the storm now, the living and dying with every game. Can we relax a little bit now?
No. I ratchet even more now.
Wow.
Even more. I already told Owen I'm already pensive about this end-of-season series with the Astros. Owen threw it in my face the other day as just a reminder, not like a take this, mm-hmm. chubby. But he like reminded me of it. I'm like, oh, God, this is true. We have a real Sophie's choice here, folks.
I'm kind of excited about it.
I am not. I don't like the Astros, but
a dry run.
No, don't like the Astros.
We're
don't like facing them. Don't like seeing them. I was nervous for Axel's first baseball game when they played him.
Because they were playing the Astros.
Yeah, and then they won.
You know what makes, like onstage plays better? When they do a dress rehearsal. When you don't go up there the first time and it's the first time you ever did it. And getting a little dress rehearsal with the Houston Astros the last three games of the season might be something that a young roster needs.
Had a little dress rehearsal last year for the Browns and the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Fair.
Guess what?
Meanwhile, to the NFL. Jed Wills embracing the media, having microphones right there to address his situation. Could we be getting closer to the return of Jedrick Wills in a pretty big contract year for him. Here is the update we'll hear from Jedrick himself.
I feel like I'm getting there. I don't know when I'll be playing. It's up to the coaches. Maybe this week, maybe next week. It just depends, you know.
So it's on the coaches, Kenny. If it's up to the coaches.
Well, if I was the coach, I'd have you out there right now. What are we doing? What is he doing?
All right, well, hold on.
Oh, God.
Before you go any further, let's listen to Jack Conklin and get his update from Jack Conklin.
Like I said, feeling better and better every week, so I think there's a good shot. You know, if this week goes well, I'll be ready to roll. It's just based on the knee getting better and feeling good.
Who is starting at left tackle this week against the New York Giants?
James Hudson III.
Wait a second.
James Hudson
again?
III. Show me something different. Show me different. What an answer by Jed Wills. What an answer.
Well, does he think he's being held back by the coaches? Has he been ready to play these last few weeks?
I don't know. It just sounds like somebody who's got that unlimited PTO and, I'll be in when I get in. Oh, okay.
What do you think?
You ready to come back to work? It could be this week, could be next week.
Now, that defensive line?
That's up to you guys. Well, we want you to come in now. Yeah, you know, it could be next week.
Now, that defensive line, a couple of big names, Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns. How do you compare them with the first two teams that we've played and their defensive fronts?
Well, they're good.
Did they force a punt, though, against Washington?
They're probably
seven
still,
scoring drives in that
well,
game.
There's only two of them, and then you need four at least, even though they – I know the depth chart says 3-4. Okay, well, and I almost said a media member's name online that I would have to dump. You can be like an old-style media member of the Browns and think that stuff matters anymore, but you really need – you need two interior guys. You need two good pass rushers. They only have two. I'd put them third.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of the three. Still not terrible. Brian Burns is a really good football player. And Dexter Lawrence is a good football player. But, yeah, I'd put him third.
All right. More on that, especially when it comes to Amari Cooper and his chemistry or lack thereof with Deshaun Watson. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Sticking to the NFL. So the big news was Bryce Young getting benched after two games. Other quarterbacks around the league taking note of that, knowing how difficult a league this is for young quarterbacks like your former Cleveland Brown, Baker Mayfield.
Obviously, mine didn't happen in the same time frame with Bryce, but quarterback's hard, especially for young guys when you're not surrounded with the pieces that you're not given the opportunity to have success. And so that's a lot of the time guys have the talent, they might have the brains, but they don't have the right opportunity, the right fit. I'm sitting here right now in a way better fit than the other places I've been. And that's not to put other teams down, but it's a matter of the pieces around you, the coaches, and for Bryce, a guy that I can relate to this, finding that belief within yourself again, and he'll get it. His story's far, far from finished.
God save my soul and take me to the other room, the upper room, not the other room, the upper room.
Well, that is another room.
Yeah, if that team wins the Super Bowl. I'm about to turn this thing into the 700 Club if that team wins the Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now, we are going to grab hands and we're going to hold each other and pray. If that team down there wins the Super Bowl, oh no.
Well, when we talk about fit, I mean, obviously the teams around Baker Mayfield were all very different, you know, in different ways, be it their coaching staff.
Yeah.
The wide receivers, and obviously his injury. His injury was a big part of it. If he was dealing with the same injury in Tampa this year that he had his last year in Cleveland, I mean, how happy do you think he'd be?
You shouldn't even just say any of the other teams. Just say one team. We know you don't mean the Rams. I know you don't mean the Rams. We know who you mean. You know who you mean.
Did you mean the Panthers?
Well, it could have been Carolina.
Certainly doesn't mean Texas Tech. Don't mean that.
I mean, Carolina was a total train wreck.
It was a train wreck.
It was a train wreck. That's right. It certainly was a train wreck.
I mean,
it still is.
Right now, he's got...
Train still wrecking.
Chris Godwin, who has been really good.
Yeah,
he's
a good receiver.
And
obviously,
he's got good weapons.
And obviously, Mike Evans.
He's one of the best
who's still, at 31, still looks
but
really, really good.
In all seriousness, I like what Baker says because, like, when I said... I said a couple of days ago, I'm like, man, Bryce Young didn't even have a chance. And people are like, he's a shrimp. He's not that great. I go, there's a guy who people called a shrimp who's been haunting my mentions for the last season and a half. So I can't sit there and say that Bryce Young is just all used up. I think he needs to get the hell out of Carolina. I think he needs to get the hell out of there. I don't know what's going to fix that situation. I haven't taken a close enough look and probably won't.
I don't think you need to.
They're unwatchable. That's an unwatchable with a bullet right there, the number one unwatchable team on the unwatchables list. We don't have him on the schedule, right? So, yeah, I really don't have to watch him. So I'm going to go out of my way not to. But, yeah, he's in a good situation, and I got to be a big boy, and I got to take it. I know what happened last Monday, and I know what everybody's trying to do to rattle my cage. David Macedonia is a good caller and a good dude. I ain't going to do it. I got to sit here, and I got to take my medicine. My team's 1-1.
Yeah, in the end,
it's not like my team's a total dumpster fire right now.
If Deshaun Watson, and I know you've talked recently about, hey, the Watson from, you know, 5 years ago,
it's gone.
That guy's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But if he is pretty good the rest of the year for the Browns, they make the playoffs and has a chance to win playoff games, does it matter how good Baker and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are? Does it matter to you?
Oh, yes. There will always be comparisons. So I'm not going to lie to myself or anybody else. There are always comparisons between this Browns football team with Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield, and let's call it what it is, his renaissance with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, that's it for About Last Night.